Well, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for February the 20th and 21st, depending on when you're listening. And we're well on into looking forward to spring. But one of the things I want to take care of, and I just want to play this one song. Those of you who listened last week at the tail end of the first hour, we acknowledged the passing of Frank Delaney, who was the backwater blues man for Spokane Public Radio and deserves so much acknowledgement for his work in terms of furthering especially American folk roots music, traditional music, and the blues. And all of his instruction work with Parks and Rec for many, many years up there in Spokane. And when he was in the Navy in the late 60s, mid to late 60s, he was stationed down south, and that's where he encountered the blues and traditional music and old-timey music. And he began to do a lot of research and began to really delve into that kind of thing. And all of that came into fruition with his work with Spokane Public Radio. He was also the business manager for Spokane Public Radio. And in that framework, he instructed everybody on initiating the computer into Spokane Public Radio. And he had a column, an audio column, a radio column. I believe it was on Thursdays, Wednesdays or Thursdays. It was called Raw Bites. And it was a very outspoken, very accurate radio column about the innovative things that were happening in the computer industry and that kind of thing, and where best to go and what was more consumer friendly and all this kind of thing. And he was really into that kind of stuff. He was a traveler. He was an explorer. He was a songwriter, and he was a very kind man. And he also had the ability to synthesize and meld and mold those things historical into those things present. And he really saw the relevance of public radio within a community and kept the community attitude going, which is really hard, you know, because public radio has gotten so automated and, you know, everybody relies on the national, and it's harder and harder for the local piece to be present in public radio. Just that the cards just aren't there for a lot of that stuff. And so it's kind of hit and miss. I'm very lucky to have had my show for as long as I have. Anyway, kudos to Frank Delaney. But in somewhere he was interviewing John Fahey in the 80s, and it spurred him into wanting to connect with Mississippi John Hurt's music and Mississippi John Hurt's family. And it never worked initially until the internet rolled around, and somewhere in 2004, 2005, he hit the mark and wound up actually being the webmaster for Mississippi John Hurt's family. And in 2006, he got to go to the Abilene, Mississippi, the John Hurt Festival there, and he was able to play and sing, and he and his partner Roger Gibbs, and they've been together for many, many years, the Parchmen, and they did the blues in a lot of clubs, and they got to play at that festival. So anyway, dedicated to Frank Delaney, just want to do this one Mississippi John Hurt song. Mississippi John Hurt's probably his most famous song. And this is the Candyman, Mississippi John Hurt, for Frank Delaney.
Well, all you ladies, gather round, the good sweet candy man's in town. is the candy man. It's the candy man. He's got stick candy this nice long. He sells it fast, the hog and chew his cone. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. All he had, oh, the candy man, sweet candy man. Well, his dick candy don't melt away. It just gets better, so the ladies say, here's the candy man, sweet candy man. Stand. Oh yeah, oh yeah. She got stuck on the candy man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mississippi John Hurt, the Candy Man. All you ladies gather around, the Candy Man's in town. Yes, indeed. For Frank Delaney, who, when he revived his Backwater Blues Hour for Spokane Public Radio in 2015, he used to start it out by saying, he'd say, well, hi, everybody, from the second floor of the Hoban Building, across from the laundromat where the clothes are going around to the beat of the blues. That's kind of how he did his life. Well, now Spokane Public Radio is out of the Hoban Building, and that laundromat's gone out of business, and now Frank's gone as well, so everything seems just a bit empty. But hey, we still have a lot of good music and a lot of good ideas and a lot of good instruction and a lot of kids and a lot of old folks and a lot of people in between got a lot of good music and a lot of good thoughts about music from Frank Delaney. All righty. Okay, Matt Hammer. Matt Hammer, the man who was in Alaska for so many years, going to be in the Tri-Cities tonight if you're listening on the 20th of February. And that's sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society, and that will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church. And that's out on Sylvester Road in Pasco. And yeah, looking good. And we tried to play this last week at CD one. This is good. We got squared away. All right, this is a good song. Matt Hammer.
Songs on the
songs
way.
On the way. That's not where a song begins.
It's from within.
Songs on the wind.
Prayers from the
prayers from the
heart.
That's the only part
that a prayer can start.
Prayers from the heart.
this I'm told.
Love in the soul. Faith is the way. Oh, faith can save the day.
It's the only way.
Faith saves the day.
Pearls to the spurs,
to the spine. It happens all the time.
Pearls of yours and mine.
Pearls to the spine. Faith saves the day. Love in the soul.
Destiny. Greenland you strive. Your horizon's alive. To return to the site where history had froze. From those wartime remains, you recovered the plains, still akin to the cold that only brave hearts know. Colonel Vaughn, it's a marvelous adventure marching on to a place in history, a man of courage with undying devotion to the spirit of adventure on the trail to destiny. Colonel Vaughn, it's a marvelous adventure marching on to a place in history, a man of courage with undying devotion to the spirit of adventure on the trail to destiny. Oh, it's a marvelous adventure, a marvelous adventure, marvelous adventure on the trail to destiny.
Colonel Vaughn, there's a history for you. Colonel Vaughn lived to be 100 years old by about 4 days. Born in 1905, born in December 1905, died in December 2005. And this album is dedicated to Colonel Vaughn. And Matt Hammer did a nice job of writing a tribute to Colonel Vaughn there of Alaska fame. This is a wonderful little album. And he will be doing a lot of these songs at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in Pasco on Sylvester Road. You be there. Alrighty. Good folks down there at Three Rivers Folk Life. And Matt Hammer deserves a good audience. This is nice stuff. We're going to hear one more from this album. And we also heard the Song of the Wind. And in there, so that we could augment and not play three in a row because the recording industry says we can't, we heard Tom Emmanuel, Biskey, from his album called Only, and we'll hear more from Tom Emmanuel. He's just so good. Australian guitarist. But one more from Matt Hammer here. Alrighty? This is good stuff. This is a little bit longer. Alright, here we go.
Summertime, many climbed an alley. They journeyed there from everywhere on the globe to prepare. It takes years of planning to test their souls against her ice and snow. Doug Gideon flew our trusted crew to base camp. Francis Randall played for late that night. There were stories told of climbers bold in triumph, and then the tales of those who lost the fight.
Hang on, there's someone coming. Hang on to the ice and snow. Hang on, Naomi's coming.
With rage and hate to take your hope. We're up at dawn and moving on to Hilton Glacier. scaled the dome, shone brightly in the sun. Day 5, we made our way up Windy Corner. At 13,003, nobody runs. We camped 2 days at a Yermer Basin, 14,300. To catch our breath, acclimatize our lungs. Tonight we'll dream of headwall and of high camp, and pray to God tomorrow's climb will come. At 4 o'clock, we stood atop of the west buttress, past a German team coming back from the top. Their faces gaunt, one was barely breathing, too tired to move yet too afraid to stop.
Hang on, there's someone coming. Hang on to the ice and snow. Hang on, Naomi's coming.
With rage and hate to take you home. At morning song, we looked upon the summit. It must be true, this mountain has a heart. The sky is clear, there's no clouds on the horizon. We'll make it to the top and we'll be back by dark. Going fast, Denali Pass by lunchtime. Archdeacon's Tower stands so proud and so high. And then we stood, hearts pounding at the summit. 20,300 feet in the sky. Back, I drop my pack down a crevasse. I look down to see how far it fell. The snow gave way, I felt my body falling down sheer ice walls into a frozen hell.
Hang on, Naomi's coming. Hang on to the ice and snow. Hang on, Don Sheldon's coming.
With rage and hate to take your hold. Some are born to walk a path with others, and some are born to blaze the trail alone. And if you choose to climb the mountain alley, your journey there might surely take you.
Hang on, Naomi's coming. Hang on to the ice and snow. Hang on, Don Sheldon's coming.
With with rage and hate to take you home. For the journey there might take you home.
Wow, that was pretty intense. My goodness, there you go. That kind of encapsulates the idea of being in the mountains and making sure that you know what you're doing. Oh my goodness, Matt Hammer. And he will be doing a lot of these things. He'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road in Pasco tonight, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folk Life Society. And that'll be an excellent show. He's bringing some buddies to help him out, I think. And I wish I could be there. That would be a hoot. He's a nice guy. We talked on the phone for a little while, and he's really got his head together in terms of where he is musically. And when he had to move from Alaska, where he was kind of a hotshot, and now he's down here in the Tri-Cities, and he's just wanting to play music, and he's just kind of integrating and doing it right. Matt Hammer, alrighty. Okay, I know I won't be there. I will be in Bellingham tonight with Mockingbird. Those of you in the Bellingham area listening on the KZAZ and all the other internets and things will be at the, the Fairhaven Library Auditorium where they do all those dances. And that's where we'll be. And then we'll be in Deming at the Mount Baker Theater. Let me get this right. My dog's making noises. He's talking to me in his sleep. We'll be at the Deming Library there on the Mount Baker Highway. And we're going to play some Tom Emmanuel so I can wake the dog up because he's dreaming and you can hear him in the mic. All right. Here's Tom Emmanuel. Mozzarella Tarantella, Tom Emmanuel, we woke the dog up, everything's good. That's the thing about live radio, folks, or just some things, And this isn't live. Okay, I need you to know that it's not live, but I like to make you think that it's live, but it's not live. It's recorded. But we like to record these things live, and there's a natural thing. And when you have a service animal and he decides he doesn't like your show, so he's going to go to sleep, either that or he feels so comfortable with it that he can sleep. Anyway, the point being that that's what that was all about. And there you go. That's the whole charm of spontaneous radio. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. Little Rita Christie, one more Tom Emmanuel. Oh, my goodness. It's all rolling. It's all good. And there you go. We're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
At Northwest Public Radio, listener contributions and business sponsorship make it possible for you to hear your favorite programs. Thanks to all our partners, including the Eastside Marketplace in Moscow and Pullman Regional Hospital. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a program sponsor at nwpr.org. Click on support.
It's so nice to have sunshine, especially on your weekend, and expect it to last throughout the afternoon. But there is a slight chance for scattered rain or snow showers today. A high in Pullman of 43, Lewiston 52. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s, and then partly sunny again tomorrow, highs near 50.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with? Well, you'll be mine. Oh, it's so grand and it's too, too divine. Did you ever see a dream? The dream that was walking, the dream that was talking, the heaven in my arms, it was you.
Mm-hmm.
Was called Endless Road from Tommy Emmanuel. You know, it sounds like a kind of a bunch of like his sort of like favorite snatches of different melodies all in one. And maybe it is. Maybe it's just an endless road of good music. Who knows? Tommy Emmanuel, who has managed to make that balance between technical and emotional, which is so hard to do. Chris Proctor can do it. Leo Kottke can do it. Peter Lang can do it. There are a lot of, Tracy Moore can do it. There are a lot of these guitarists out there that are so technically good that music becomes an exercise of the head, not of the heart. And these are the folks that manage to reach that medium right in between. So you get that emotion and you just want to go, oh, when you hear something, or you want to laugh, or you want to cry. And at the same time, technically, they are so proficient. Either that, if you're a guitar player like I am, or a singer, you want to laugh and cry because you're so terrible at it and they're so good. Who knows? It is interesting, though. When can you make the head and the heart mesh? I think Yo-Yo Ma can do it. I think Kevin Burke can do it. I think Martin Hayes can do it. All these folks. But there are a lot who can't because they don't focus that way. And that's not a good or a bad thing. It's just the way it is. Rita Christie before that, and along with Dave Frischburn on the piano and Dave Evans on the sax and the clarinet, and she's doing this kind of old-style, kind of mood swing jazz stuff. Kind of the not really torch song. She's a little happier than that. But this is good stuff if you like that kind of jazz. Rita Christie, let's hear one more from her, all right?
Get you until someday you want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody new, though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you.
Someday you'll want me to want you. Yeah. Rita Christie, along with Dave Evans on the sax and Dave Frischburn on the piano. And I don't know who's doing the little percussion thing. But there you go. Rita Christie. And I don't know what's happened to her. I got a couple albums from her in the mail not long ago. A couple of years back. Haven't heard a word since. Rita Christie, Banana Fish, haven't heard a word from them in a long, long time. Banana Fish existed. They were kind of big in the 90s. They have some pretty good stuff. They actually have a Christmas album on. It's basically just an acoustic thing. This is a little more electric, a little more pop sounding, but they had some good lyric. Banana Fish. All right? Here we go. Here's Banana Fish.
I'm going home. welcome home.
Randy Scruggs came out with this album. Of course, Randy Scruggs is the son of Earl Scruggs. And he's the one that kind of, towards the tail end of Flattened Scruggs, got him kind of doing more modern type things. And this album has all kinds of folks on here, like Mary Chapin Carpenter and Trisha Yearwood and Bruce Hornsby and Vince Gill. But Earl's on here, and Jerry Douglas is on here. And so he's got some rootsy things going on. But it's got a lot of kind of sort of country interpretations. And Randy Scruggs was the one who then, after Flattened Scruggs broke up as a duo, and they'd been together for so many, many years, and the Foggy Mountain Boys, actually. And he's the one that got Earl Scruggs sort of oriented towards the Earl Scruggs Review, which was basically Earl Scruggs and a bunch of his sons, Gary and Randy and other folks. And Randy is a producer, and he's worked with the Dirt Band, and he's worked with all kinds of people, and he is a studio wizard, is Randy Scruggs. All righty, he does pretty amazing stuff. First heard of Randy Scruggs, of course, if you're not into the Flattened Scruggs thing, first heard of Randy Scruggs on the Circle album. He did a kind of a beautiful acoustic version of Both Sides Now. But long before that, he was being a huge force in what the Flattened Scruggs, the Foggy Mountain Boys, began to sound like in the late 60s. And of course, they broke up right around about 69, 70, somewhere in there. As a duo, Lester Flatt went out on his own, and Earl Scruggs formed the Earl Scruggs Review with Randy Scruggs. Yes, indeed. Flattened Scruggs, there you go. They were the group for bluegrass for a long, long time. Got bluegrass out there into the mainstream. Yes, they did. All righty. How about Flipside? Dave McRae's group out of Spokane, Flipside. Let's see what they're doing. Oh, Flipside. All right, this is a title cut from their album Flipside.
I'm running the rat race with a new look on my face. So much of what's new can be viewed as amusing today. I smell of the flowers, exploiting the hours, clearing the haze from my head, feeling the power. And I never had this gleam in my eye until I got to the flip side. The flip side.
From the album On the Flip Side, that's The Flip Side. Yes, indeed. With Dave McRae's group Sidetrack. I wonder if they're still around. Sidetrack. They were good. That's rockabilly swing stuff. Kind of that cross between. Pretty neat, huh? Yeah. We're going to hear a little more from the Sidetrack album. Dave McRae's got another album out that's more sort of tropical oriented. And we've heard from that. But I love this stuff. And these guys have a lot of good energy. Dave McRae. And he writes a lot of the stuff on this album. The album is called All on the Flip Side. It's been out for 5 or 6 years. And that was the title cut. But there's a lot of good stuff on this as well that doesn't have title cut aspirations to it. Alrighty? Okay. We have the Rankin family in the background, which means we're just about done with this first hour. And it's been an interesting hour of all kinds of different things. We're going to come back with Randy Scruggs. We're going to come back with Sidetrack. We're going to listen to, oh, we have Mockingbird here because they're going to be in Bellingham in concert tonight at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium along with Dan Marr. You may have heard of him. He's a folk show host with aficionado aspirations. Yes, indeed. And he will be there as well. It'll be a double bill, Mockingbird and Dan Marr. Those of you in the Bellingham area, come out and see us, okay? At the Fairhaven Library Auditorium, or we will be in Deming tomorrow afternoon. I think it's a 2 o'clock show. If not, show up early and read a book. The Deming Library. And if you show up a little early, who knows? We'll hang out and talk and do some things. Alrighty. And, And yeah, Mockingbird, that's Allie and Sherry and Robin and then myself. Alrighty. And that's been looking forward to that. I've been plugging this for quite a while. And also we'll hear from the Ducks, because the Ducks are coming on March the 4th into Pullman, Washington at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall. We'll talk about all of this in our calendar. Amanda Cully getting up really, really, really early in the morning to help with the playlists. She got here at 6 minutes after 7 on a Tuesday morning. And this show will be airing on Saturday a week and a half later, which is how we try and do things around here. Already, email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you, I promise, sooner than later. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. Hang on. There's lots more good music, so you just hold your horses. Come on. The break's coming, and then we're right back. Hang on. Chilas, 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 chilas